This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Time crunching time here on 96.5 The Fan. Dusty Likens, Mac Morey with you on a wonderful Thursday in Kansas City. Damn! Glad to have you. Got the spare TV set up in here. Thanks to Mr. Alex Gold. He'll come on the show here at 9:30. We'll get you everything you need to know about their bracket, how to get in there, how to get signed up, how to take some money. Tournament coverage on 96.5 The Fan brought to you by Twin Peaks, Eat Street, Scenic Views. Vernier's Hot Stove tonight at 6 o'clock, followed by Logan for After Hours from 7 until 9. Missouri and Kansas playing today. Kansas at 6:10 on CBS, Missouri at 6:35, as of now, on True TV. Some banger action going on today in college basketball. This is the greatest weekend of the year.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's Thursday, it's Friday, it's Saturday, it's Sunday. How many dudes are getting vasectomies this weekend?
The sun's out. It's not 30 degrees anymore. It kind of almost is. About 40 degrees now.
So it's a heat wave.
Yep.
Yeah, what is the high today?
I think it's 51.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, I think by like 3 o'clock it'll be like 50 degrees and sunny.
No doubt about it. We're against the clock, but we've got to finish our bracket.
We're almost done.
We'll do our final four winners at the last segment of the show to kind of give you where we think we're at. But yeah, we dive into what is the Midwest region, our final region of the day. We've done every single one, Southwest, East. Now we move on to the Midwest. We start at the top. SIU Edwardsville versus Houston. Really?
Houston.
Come on. Houston.
Houston.
Houston, we have a problem. Whoops. We move on to the 8-9 game. You all right over there?
I'm great.
Okay.
Great.
We move on to the 8-9 game. Gonzaga versus Georgia, the GG's battle.
GG's. This is my game.
Right. I'm going to take the dogs.
I'm going to take the dogs.
I'm going to take the dogs. S-E-C-O-E, baby.
They're both dogs.
The hell with Gonzaga. Kelly Olynyk, Adam Morrison,
Timmy,
Chet Holmgren.
Poo, Timmy.
What a hell of a starting five you could have.
Dude, big boys.
Chet Holmgren, Drew Timmy, Kelly Olynyk, Adam Morrison, and then Kevin Bacon is their coach.
Well, no, Holmgren wasn't. Holmgren was UConn, right?
No. Holmgren went Gonzaga. Look it up.
Look it up.
Chet Holmgren, Gonzaga, built on stilts. He was recruited by Kevin Bacon, who was great in Hollow Man. Yeah, go ahead and tell the people who was right.
Gonzaga.
Hey, Don. So I got Houston facing Georgia in that matchup. We move down. We get Clemson versus McNeese State.
I'll take Georgia as well.
Okay.
I'll pick that game.
Okay.
Too, you know.
I'm going to take Clemson over McNeese.
Give me McNeese.
So there's a 12-5 upset. Upset alert. McNeese State takes over Clemson and Max Bracken. I take Clemson. We go to Purdue and the Garage. I'm sorry, the High Point. Getting numb on the gum. High Point versus Purdue. Matt Painter. Look, the dude lost in the first round when he was a 1 seed. He ain't losing again in the first round as a 4 seed. I got Matt Painter, who was supposed to be Missouri's head coach, but then he was a traitor and didn't make the flight, stayed in Purdue, which Purdue's where, Mac?
Ohio.
Indiana.
Why did I?
I don't know. But I have Purdue beating High Point, a.k.a. Team Garage.
I've got Purdue as well.
Okay. We go down the bracket. Illinois versus Xavier. Dude, look. Give me the play-in vibes, man. Give me Xavier.
Same.
That kid they got at 33, they got hit in the jaw last night. Thought he got knocked out. Came back, hit some clutch threes. Look, they have endurance. They have depth. They have a team in Xavier. Big East team, right, I believe?
Yep. Think so.
They're a team that could be, you know, putting a team like Illinois, number six seed, on skates. Give me Xavier over Illinois.
Yeah, I'm going to take Xavier too. Okay. I mean, they showed resilience. They that game was lost, as you know.
Yep. Yeah. Brutal backdoor
beat.
Brutal backdoor cover beat. I think that would be worthy of Scott Van Pelt's bad beats.
That Texas plus 3.5. If you missed that,
up by 13 with 7 minutes left, could have won $116. Your money is fake. We go on down the bracket. UCLA versus Utah State. I always go against UCLA.
Did we pick Kentucky, Troy?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Kentucky versus Troy. Give me Kentucky. Give me the KY.
Absolutely. Okay. Onward.
Yeah. And then it's UCLA versus Utah State. Like I said earlier, I always pick against UCLA. Biggest frauds since Wooden. Yeah, they got to a couple Final Fours. We went to like back-to-back Final Fours. Hell, they might have gotten to 3 out of 4 with Ben Howland back in the day, who just sweat when he woke up. But give me Utah State in the 10-7 upset over UCLA.
Same here.
Okay. Boy, Mac, who do you got winning against Tennessee versus Wofford?
GBO. Let's go, Vols. Tennessee with the win there. But if UCLA does beat Utah State and you get Tennessee-UCLA in that second round, there's another storyline there. Rick Barnes has been linked to UCLA for pretty much his whole career. Started out as an assistant coach there. He was rumored to maybe leave Tennessee a few years ago for UCLA. So wouldn't mind seeing him beat the brakes off them either.
Ricky Barnes.
Yep. RB, baby. Big year for Barnes. Big year.
Yep.
So we'll start from the bottom up then?
Go from the bottom up. I've got Tennessee versus Utah State. Tennessee wins that game. They move on to the Sweet 16 and play in weekend number 2.
Yes, sir.
Derek Jeter, number 2. Then I have Xavier versus Kentucky. So XV versus KY. You know where I'm going. Give me that rivalry matchup. Give me that Sweet 16 SEC juice. Give me Kentucky versus University of Tennessee and that Sweet 16 matchup. We move up the bracket. Clemson versus Purdue. I'm taking Purdue. I'm taking Purdue to the Sweet 16.
I will take Purdue as well to the Sweet 16.
That leaves us with one more left. That is the University of Houston versus the University of Georgia. The Dogs. Be a dog. Don't be no cat, meow. Be a dog. Give me the University of Houston to take over Georgia, and University of Houston moves on to the Elite Eight. No surprise there.
Yep, same. I've got Houston, Purdue, and I've got Tennessee and Kentucky. I think that is the same.
Yep, Elite Eight in the Midwest bracket. I'm taking Kentucky to lose to the University of the Tennessee Vols. Good. I have the Tennessee Vols going
good
to the Elite Eight. Who are they facing? No surprise. I have the Tennessee Vols facing the University of Houston in the Elite Eight. Houston versus Tennessee in the Elite Eight matchup.
Same here.
Yeah. And then we get into it.
This is where we get into it.
Big 12 versus SEC. I've stuck by my guns. If worms had arms and machine guns.
If worms had machine guns, then birds wouldn't be scared of them.
That's right. I've got the Tennessee Volunteers going to the Final Four.
Yeah.
And beating Houston.
Come on.
In the Elite Eight and going on to the Final Four to face Duke. As I have Tennessee Duke in the Final Four.
And I will have Tennessee beating Houston to go face Alabama. So an SEC
you
side
should go
over there.
Back to Greenbow, Alabama.
Alabama. That's good, Tom Hanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, the Vols, man, the only thing that'll stop them is the offense. They've got one of the best defenses in the country. They do have a top 40 offense, but you'd like that to see more in the top 20. Do they have a guy other than Jordan Gainey who can get a bucket on his own? Lanier's a great catch and shoot guy. Zakai Ziegler's got a couple of things up his sleeve. Milicic is a guy who can shoot some threes.
If he can stay out of foul trouble.
He's got to stay out of foul trouble. But they don't. Gainey's the only guy who said you can go dribble the ball and get himself a bucket. That may become a problem for the Volunteers. But that defense, man, they'll lock up anyone. Oh, I'm excited. They play today as well.
That's right. They probably play like a late game, don't they?
I think it's like 7-ish.
Yeah, it's really late for you.
It's right around when Severance comes out.
So, Final Four, we can paint the picture. My Final Four, I have Auburn playing St. John's. I'm sorry, I have Auburn playing St. John's. And I have Duke playing University of Tennessee. I have two ones. I have a two and a two. So I have two ones and two twos going to the Final Four.
I have three twos and one one. Give me Michigan State and Florida on the left side. Bama and Tennessee. Three SEC teams.
Mm. You and Mr. Ron Sled.
That's exactly right.
That's right. That is our bracket. We are down to our Final Four. If you've been listening to the show, we've given you all of our picks throughout the day. It's been fun. It's been real. And it doesn't make any sense. I may not be a smart man, Jenny, but I know what love is. Coming up on the other side, Alex Gold at 9:30. We'll ask him about your bracketology information that you can sign up for their thing. Plus, we'll ask him what he really thinks about Kansas and Missouri. That comes up at 9:30. Alex Gold will join us. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Fun show today here on 96.5 The Fan with Mac Morey, Dusty Likens with you. We'll be back tomorrow, and then the team's all together again on Monday. Bob will be back from Arizona from spring break with a tan. I feel like he's the guy that puts the sunscreen all over the nose.
100%. Yeah. 100%.
You don't want to get skin cancer and stuff. It's bad. You don't. I've always got a big old bottle in the golf bag because a lot of sun. Don't need it. Nice. But no, the show will all be back together on Monday, 6 o'clock start. We'll have the first weekend of the tournament done, which will be fun. Somebody from the 816. Do we know if Mark Mitchell is healthy for Mizzou? Healthy? I don't know. Playing? Yes.
Playing.
But Caleb Grill's back in his hometown, ready to cook on that grill. again, from the 312. Do not see anywhere on CBS Sports to search for your Cody and Gold bracket pool. We will have Alex Gold in studio in about 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
And he will give you the link and tell you where to go. I'm setting you up for success.
Yes.
I just don't know the actual logistics of how to get there or where to get there because it's not part of this show.
Yeah. I'd give it to you.
I don't want to give away false information. But accurate information I can give you is that KU plays tonight, and so does the Mizzou Tigers. So you kind of know where this show's going to go from 2 to 6, right? 100%. KU alum and Rob, wannabe MU alum in Mizzou for Carrington. Should be electric because where we were stolen from 2 weeks of content was post-Super Bowl. We didn't get to talk about the Chiefs in a three-peat and all that sort of stuff. So maybe the Lord of the sports can somehow give us, I don't care if it wrecks my bracket that much, but if we can get somehow, some way, whether we have to will it, pray it, hope it, wish it, want it, do it, Brian Griffin once said, to get Mizzou and Kansas in the Sweet 16. That's what the city wants. A city divided between two teams in the same bracket with a possible matchup, which would be a rematch of earlier this year when Kansas was almighty number one and those dogs and those Tigers came in and knocked them out. So I'm excited for the potential. That's what this tournament does for us. It also gives us little tea leaves of history, right? We get the Calipari-Bill Self matchup, 6-6, head-to-head. They play tonight at 6:10. You get that game to start. And this is why I think outside of these two teams meeting up for the Sweet 16, for the possible potential that could be, now, we've gone through our brackets, and this is the West region. If that were to happen, Kansas would have to go on a hell of a run through the Dons.
The Dons.
Bill Self would have to beat Calipari.
Yeah.
He would then have to beat Patino and St. John's. Tough track. Missouri has a handful of a game tonight against Drake that we're told. Sturts is a dog that we heard from Ron Slay, who joined us in the 7 o'clock hour. If you missed it, go back and check him out. It was a great, great time. Had fun with Ron.
Yeah, he's fun.
We'll bring him back next week. And Missouri plays Drake tonight. I think they win. I don't think that's an upset that a lot of people are picking. Drake seems just like that team that everybody's like, oh, you never know. A lot of local ties playing against Missouri. They didn't go to Mizzou. They went to Drake. They decided not to go. You know, here they are. Guy used to coach at a local school in Missouri. Mm-hmm. Was really good there. Now they get to have that show me game. No pun. But if Missouri wins that game, they would then play Texas Tech, which is where, I don't know where you'd have more confidence. Do you think that Kansas could take care of St. John's, or do you think Missouri could take care of Texas Tech? Texas Tech, obviously, maybe I'm in the wrong bracket.
No, you're there.
Okay.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely.
Missouri would have to play Texas Tech, yep. Who's the 3 seed.
Yep.
Missouri the 6 seed, right? Because everything in the first round equals 17. Everything in the second round, if it goes according to plan, should equal 9, right? 5, 4, 3, 6, 2, 7. Easy. So the 7 would play the 2, Kansas and St. John's, and the 3 and the 6, Texas Tech and Missouri. I think I would have more faith that Missouri would handle Texas Tech more than I think Kansas would handle St. John's.
I think so, too. That St. John's defense would be locked down. I mean, you'd have to have Zeke Mayo like he was in the tournament recently. Just flamethrower.
Right. And it would be great for not only us, for fans, to imagine what next weekend could possibly be. Because sometimes in this industry, our boss will tell us, don't focus on this week, focus on this month.
Mm-hmm.
And this month, we know that a week from today is opening day in Kansas City.
Woohoo! Finally.
Right? Royals will play. Caglione won't be there, even though he hit a home run yesterday to put the team up. Love that guy. Love you, Dad. And I think the other thing about it is you would have the potential of having opening day, Missouri versus Kansas, Royals roundtable with Michael Massey and Kyle Isbell and Josh Verner at Hollywood Casino, and you bring all of that together. Like a Venn diagram, right? One side is Kansas, one side is Missouri, but in the middle is the Royals and 96.5. Everybody gets to come together. It's beautiful. But the reality of it happening is about 2%, in my opinion. Mm. I just don't think both of them can get there. I don't think that, you know, let alone, I think one might get to the Sweet 16, but definitely I don't think both of them will. But this is the part of the bracket where before we go in, similar to the NFL season, you look at the schedule, you're like, oh, I think they'll go 12-5.
Yeah.
Okay, pick the 5 losses. And you go through it, and you're like, okay, Atlanta, Buffalo, probably one to a divisional opponent. We'll say the Chargers on the road. This is where we look at the bracket, and we're like, man, we all become experts. We all think this way or this way. But I think in reality, if we're all having a sane conversation with each other, no one truly believes that Missouri and Kansas could play each other in the Sweet 16. But the hope and the wish and the want to have it makes it so much fun. And the fact that one plays at 6:10, the other one plays at 6:35, which I believe, Mac, should be the start of the evening slate, which means they should start on time. But I could be wrong.
I think you're right. There's like an hour, like a 40-minute kind of gap between start times with those games. Yeah, those should be tipping off right when they say they are.
And
it's nice because you have that little gap. You know, one will get to halftime.
Right.
The other one will have a little bit more left in the first half. Second half will start. KU or then MU will be at halftime.
Because the game before Arkansas and Kansas is Wofford and Tennessee. Wofford and Tennessee are in the Midwest bracket. Kansas is in the West.
Mm-hmm.
They don't play in the same place.
Yeah.
Kansas playing in Wichita. So you would think that at 6:10, that game should tip right away. Missouri and Drake, they're also in the West bracket, but they're playing outside of which they're not playing in the same area. So they should technically right after the 6 o'clock news. This is what it's all about.
This is it.
This is why when I was a kid, the potential of something like this happening is what really gets your juices flowing. Because it's local schools, the potential of what could be, and I think for one day, maybe this is a hot take.
Hit me. Hot take
alert. I think Kansas fans are wanting Mizzou to win, and I think Mizzou fans are wanting Kansas to win.
I was asking you that. Yeah, I feel like they should, right?
Right.
This is the time where you should root for each other. Like, let's meet each other. I want to be the one to eliminate you.
And I don't know if it was, I think it was 2014. I don't think it was 2015. I could be wrong. But the Cardinals and the Royals were both in the NLCS and ALCS, I believe. And it was like, hey, Cardinals, go do your job. Hey, Royals, go do your job. And then when we do get the eventual pairing against each other, then it's gloves off, shirts off, let's knock each other out.
Let's go.
And I think that's where fandoms of opposite sides of hatred come together in this weird unity of sports, right? Like, to me, there's nothing better than watching a Missouri fan root for Kansas, and then you ask, what the hell are you doing? You've got a Paul O'Linney Missouri jersey on from the 90s. Why are you wanting Kansas to win this game? Because I want them to make it to the Sweet 16 so we can beat their you-know-what and have the bragging rights. Ergo, the other side, hey, you're wearing an Eric Chenoweth jersey. Why are you rooting for Missouri to win? Because I want them to make it to the Sweet 16 so we can get revenge after they beat us this year. There's nothing better than the rivalry of Missouri and Kansas when it comes to college sports locally. We all want that. We want to watch that. We want to feel that. We want to live that since they're now in different conferences. They only play each other once a year. So we're all hoping that these two teams can win this weekend. I don't think it happens. Like I said, I think the likelihood of it happening is like 2%.
Both of them winning this week. Oh, yeah, both games.
Getting through both games.
Yes.
Right? Now, I know Sidney Thomas, the Babe, has Missouri in the national championship.
I saw that.
a best above the rest is where she has Mizzou.
Uh-huh.
But dear God, Daddy, can we please maybe for one time hit some sort of good luck in college basketball and have KU, they got to beat Arkansas and they got to beat St. John's, the gabagool. And then Missouri's got to beat Drake and then they got to beat Texas Tech. To be fair, I think Missouri has the easier route.
For sure.
Easy is a lame word to use. But when it's compared to Kansas's route, I think Missouri has a better chance at getting to the Sweet 16. So in reality, if I could have like the Millennial Trophy, give me one of at least of them to get to the Sweet 16, even though I don't want any of them if one doesn't make it. But man, what a day that'll be. Next Thursday or Friday if it happens.
So percentage chance they both win both games, you're putting it at 2.
Mm-hmm.
Give me percentage chance they both win tonight.
51.
All right. I was wondering where we were going to be in relation to 50. Okay.
I favor it, but barely.
Just.
For both of them to win. One of them will win.
One of them's winning.
One of them will 100% win.
One of them's winning.
Gun to my head, I put it to Missouri.
I think so, too.
I think they take care of Drake. I just think they're bigger, they're faster. We listen to Ron Slay talk about it. I think Cruz is a wild card for Missouri. He's big. He's lengthy. He gives you good minutes. If Mitchell isn't 100%, he can spell Mitchell. Caleb Grill, I think he can get hot. He's been cold the last couple of games. Had some time to reflect.
Which kind of bodes well.
Back home.
Yep.
Right?
I kind of like
Bates
that.
Bates is good. He's a leader. He's the kind of guy that you want that gets into this game that's relaxed, confident, calm, cool, collected, all the C's. And then Missouri just kind of uses that and moves on. Seems like a good year for Missouri. I don't think it's a year where they move out of the first round of the tournament. If they do, then we hear the email again. We pissed off that one person. That person is the Lord.
We've got KU fans texting in. 620 says, hell no. F Mizzou.
Okay.
Fair enough.
You mean to tell me you wouldn't want to see them in the Sweet 16
with
the possibility to beat them?
Like, you want to beat them, though, right? In the Sweet 16? That's way better than watching them lose to whoever Drake.
See, and I don't think this is the perfect case scenario from the 785.
Okay.
Perfect scenario, KU wins tonight against Arkansas. Missouri loses. KU fans get to rub it in Missouri's face. That's just, I don't like that. That's fun if you're a fan of Kansas, but if you're a fan of what could be, you really want to rub it in Missouri's face? The team that was better than you, the team that was great, and then you beat them in the Sweet 16? Missouri fans will not forget about that for a decade.
And you'll be able to talk about it forever.
House money.
Yep.
From the 913, the problem with an eventual KU-Missouri matchup is that it prevents a Patino-Cal rivalry, which is round 32. Yeah, and it also would kill my futures bet of St. John's winning the whole time.
We can't all win, 913.
But again, I would sacrifice a $16 bet and 9.54 to see Missouri and KU in the Sweet 16. I would give my Lance Armstrong for KU-Missouri in the Sweet 16. I would give a Jamie Lannister hand for KU and Missouri in the Sweet 16. Chop it off.
Damn.
They got prosthetics that make them look real.
That's true. They're pretty good.
I keep my right. You can take the left.
From the 660. Mizzou fan here. A root for KU. Would love nothing more to send Hunter home crying.
Sit down. We have work to do. Because everybody's talked about your damn show all morning. You thief of joy. Mr. Alex Gold is in studio. I'm not really that mean. I'm just weird. Can you do me a favor, Gold?
What's up?
Can you please, and can you pot this down so people can hear, and please go slow. Where can they find this effing link to your guys'
podcast?
Dear Lord.
Oh, show.
I will shut up. Give the damn people the link, man, and where they need to go for this damn bracket.
So we have the Cody and Gold Bracket Challenge. Dusty, you were in it last year. I think you're in it again this year. If you were in it last year, by the way, those that are listening, you're already in it this year. You just go back to the CBS Sports app or website. You're already in the Cody and Gold Bracket Challenge. And if you weren't in it a year ago, you can, during our show, text in during our show, as in 30 minutes, don't bug Mac, in 30 minutes, Drew will send you a link, or you can go on Twitter or X and DM at Drew B Nix, at Drew, the letter B Nix, and he will give you the link to join. We appreciate those of you. We've got a little prize pack, free wings for a year from Jefferson's, etc. For the winner.
We're going to go to Jefferson's today.
You guys are?
Yeah, we're headed out there.
We have the luxury of...
I'm jealous. I'm jealous. Look, I brought in the TV.
Oh, yeah, you're good, though.
It'll help a little bit, but yeah, I'll be completely honest. These 2 days, you guys are probably the same way. Like Thursday and Friday, everybody loves it, right? It's incredible. Mm-hmm. Some of the best days in sports.
Uh-huh.
I can't stand that I'm on the air during the games. I'll be honest. I would rather be on, though, still from 10 to 2 during it than the late afternoon slate when you got going on. Because
race home to get to the action.
Yeah, like for us, the Creighton-Louisville game starts at, what, 11:15 or 11:10? Mm-hmm. So we'll have that game and then another one at 11:40. So we'll have two games that are going on and wrapping up right towards the end of our show.
Right.
So we'll have some fun bets for the first half just so we can sweat while we're on the air.
But where I can also give you a little bit of positivity is it makes your show go lightning quick.
True.
I mean, you're giving updates at the 15s or whatever it is. You're watching the game. You don't even need to have a rundown today. It just says tournament.
we've got a lot of stuff planned, obviously, around the tournament. We'll work in some Royal stuff as well. But yeah, man, I'm excited. Like this first game, for example, right out of the gate, you got to have a bet, I feel like, if you're going to bet on the first game just to get you going. And so one of our show bets and one of the bets I like that I looked up, just, you know, I like betting on trends, and doesn't mean that they solely bet on trends, but Louisville and Creighton. So this season, Louisville is 21-2 against the first half spread.
Mm-hmm.
They are 1.5-point favorites in the first half against Creighton. I don't know if they're going to end up winning the game. We don't need that. We just need the first half minus 1.5. So in 23 games, they've covered first half spreads by 5 points per game. So that's one of my favorite bets just to get us started right away today.
What about a race to 10 bet with that one? Since they're in their home court, you know, I know those are like no run first any bets.
Yeah. I don't have one of those, but if you're really wanting just something to get you going immediately, you can do the race to 10. There's even the most degenerate, ridiculous bet. Please bet responsibly.
Yeah.
You can bet how many points we scored in the first minute of the game if you just want to get it going immediately.
Yeah. So I had a take. I don't know if it's true or not. You're a KU alum.
Yeah.
You hate Missouri.
I don't like them.
Right. Missouri fans and alums hate Kansas.
Sure.
You're rooting for Missouri to win today.
Well, I have money on them, so yes.
Outside of that, because you would love nothing more than that Sweet 16 matchup.
Well, so a couple things.
Now, I gave it a 2% chance of happening.
Yeah. So full disclosure on this. So you're correct that today I do want Missouri to win because I have money on it. Now, family-wise, actually, my brother-in-law went to Drake undergrad, and he's taking the nephews to Wichita today, and they're all wearing Drake gear. So there is part of me that wouldn't mind Drake winning because I have some family members that went to school there, right? So that's a little bit separate for me personally. But in general, yes, a Sweet 16 Kansas-Missouri matchup would be incredible. I think both are winning tonight. I think Kansas and Missouri are winning, and they will advance to the round of 32 on Saturday.
Okay. Do you love the matchup against Arkansas?
Love it? No, because it's still Coach Cal. It's still a Power 5 team. But I said this before the brackets came out. I would so much rather be facing an SEC or Power 5 school than if you told me Kansas was look at the other 10 seeds or even look at some of the other 11 seeds. Like if Kansas was playing a Drake or a Utah State or some of these mid-major schools, I would be far more worried. The one reason why I'm not as concerned about Arkansas, and you guys can play this back tomorrow and KU gets upset and everybody can make fun of me, that's fine. But like the reason why I like the matchup is Arkansas, two of their best players have been hurt. They're getting one back. I don't know how much he's going to play. The other one's not coming back. Mm-hmm. And this is not an Arkansas team that just shoots lights out from three. That's always been the issue. Like, oh boy, they're going to shoot lights out. I believe they're 200 or so in the country in three-point shooting. So that usually doesn't scream upset. But we know for Kansas, the key is Hunter Dickinson has to show up. Right. If he shows up in this game, I think they'll be fine tonight.
Yeah, I brought the analogy up of like baseball, right? You play 162 games all year. The manager is irrelevant. You get to the playoffs, the manager's role becomes very efficient. kind of like in March Madness, right? Like the regular season, Bill Self's there. He's got to do his thing. But when the tournament starts, those X's and O's becomes A's and B's. Like you have to nail it. And there's nobody better out of a timeout than Bill Self. There's nobody that kind of knows more. Because like there'll be times if KU's getting ran early, he'll just burn all timeouts to get the focus back. A lot of coaches do that. So I take Bill Self over Calipari. By the way, they're head-to-head 6-6.
They are. But so I do think
Somebody's going to buck that trend.
I do think tonight, considering where Cal is trending, and there was an article out, or a column out today about his legacy, and like it's kind of on an inching track right now. He if he loses in the first round again, all of a sudden his legacy gets a little weird, right? Mm-hmm. Just considering how it ended in Kentucky and everything. But he's 20-3 straight up, Coach Cal is, in the round of 64. But recently he's 1-2 in the first round over the last 3 years. So he hasn't fared as well in the first round. Kansas, when they are favorites in the opening round, they typically straight up fare well. They don't cover. They're 2-7 in their last 9 NCAA tournament games as an at-large bid. Kansas today, depending on where you're looking at, is 4.5, 5. Yeah, depending on the book, 4.5, 5-point favorite or so. Over the last 6 tournaments, Bill Self, 7-12 against the spread. Something's got to give
here,
though.
So he's like the Chiefs.
Yeah, they don't cover.
Yeah.
KU fans don't care about a cover tonight. They just need a win outright.
What's your take on over-unders in rounds 64?
Yeah, so a couple of things with the totals. I put out a video 2 days ago where if you're a massive favorite, there's some trends when it comes to total. So if you take a look at a couple of the teams, I think there's a few today. There's obviously a couple more. If you are a team that has a pretty sizable spread, so
like Auburn's like 33.5.
Yeah, 15.5, 16.5 point spread. I'm pulling up the numbers in front of me because I did it in the video the other day. Mm. But typically, the over is a solid bet, right? So, for example, I guess I don't have it in front of me anymore. I apologize. But the numbers, there was a string of records. If you go and look on our social media, there's a video from 2 days ago. Spreads of 15.5 and a more, if you're a favorite. If the total is 129 or below, the overs hit at a 65% clip. So that's what I would go through and look. What games today qualify with a favorite of more than 15.5 points? And then how many of those have a total in the 140s, 130s, or 120s? And any of those, if you are betting across the board, you will be profitable. I mean, every single one's going to hit, but you will be profitable. It's one of those, when we talk about trends, you can't usually just bet the one game on a long trend. It's, hey, if you bet this same formula X amount of times, you will be profitable over time. And that's what we're talking about with this. I apologize. I don't have the number in front of me.
No,
but,
you're fine.
There's a video that I broke it down 2 days ago on our social channel.
Go to the Fan965 on Instagram. So, for instance, today, Houston, 28.5 point favorite.
Look how low that total is.
126.5.
Yeah, I would be taking the over in that case.
Auburn, 32-point favorite. 32.5, over under 149.5. That's high.
That one's high. That one, on that trend, once you get to 150 or above, the return on your investment, it's below 50%. It's not as profitable, so you want to be careful.
So what you would also like is Tennessee versus Wofford. Tennessee, 18.5, over under 133.5.
Yeah. Yep. Which I would take the
basically,
over.
Basically, if I'm doing this correct, you'd assume that like Tennessee would score like 89. The other team just has to score 53.
And
they still blow them out.
Low totals, big favorites. You know, it's kind of makes sense, right? If you think about just the correlation between the two. For one other thing today, though, my favorite bet actually is UCLA against Utah State. UCLA -5, -5.5, depending on how you're looking. I am fading the Mountain West like no other.
Yeah.
You know, I used to be a Mountain West guy. I covered Boise State out there. They do not fare well in the tournament. It's a pretty well-documented thing at this point in time. Okay. They already got destroyed by North Carolina. San Diego State did.
Yeah.
So Mountain West is already 0-1 in this tournament field. I know a lot of people want to pick Colorado State to be the 5-12 upset today.
They got a tomorrow on their team.
They do. I think Memphis will beat them. I think UCLA cruises past Utah State today.
Okay, so you have Utah State going past UCLA. That is a 10-7 upset in my bracket. Give me a 12-5 upset.
So 12-5.
You got San Diego over Michigan, maybe?
I do not have that one. I'm fading the public on that one.
Liberty, Oregon?
That's my 5-12 upset. I have Liberty winning that. I guess if we're going further down to some of the long shots, my team that I have going the furthest that might surprise you is BYU. Now, they're a 6 seed. They're not a double digit.
They're fast, and they can score quickly.
And there's people that are picking them to lose today to VCU. I don't see it. But BYU, I have in the Elite Eight, taking on Duke. I also, my most surprising long shot, I have New Mexico going to the Sweet 16, which means they're going to beat Marquette, which means they beat Michigan State as well.
Who's your Final Four?
Final Four in front of me. Let's see. What did I end up doing? Remember, brackets, challenge that we have. I have Auburn. Auburn, Texas Tech.
Okay.
Duke, Houston.
Okay.
Duke, Texas Tech, and the Natty.
I've got Auburn, St. John's. That we now have called it St. Don's.
Okay.
Because you know for a fact, if Bill Self and Patino play each other in the next round, he's wearing the white suit.
I think he saves that for like a Final Four. He already wore it once. I think he saves it for a Final Four. I don't think that white suit is packed for opening weekend.
Okay. St. Don's versus Auburn, and then I got Duke versus Tennessee.
Yeah, look, I know Duke is chalky as heck.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just...
They never make it.
If you're in a massive bracket pool, there's some thought that you just don't take Duke to win because you're hoping that everybody takes Duke, right? There's a difference between if you're bet like my I bet Houston to win the title, but that's because I got them at 8-1
right
before. I don't have them winning in my bracket. The bracket and betting are two different things, but
I've got St. John's winning the title in both because they're 28-1.
There you go.
That's when the white suit comes out.
For sure.
Your run is over. Welcome to the show. What do you guys got coming up today on Cody and Gold?
Obviously, ton of bracket stuff. We'll be talking KUMU. We've got Tim Murray from VSIN joining us at 10:30 out of Vegas to get some more betting advice from him. And, of course, we'll be keeping an eye on these first couple games throughout the day, man.
One more time. Tell me where to find the bracket.
Be sure to text in coming up in 20 minutes to 913-586-7965 or Twitter at Drew B. Nix. He'll DM you the link. Cody and Gold Bracket Challenge.
Okay.
Thanks,
somebody
man.
Somebody says, no problem. Thank you. Somebody says, I've messaged Drew so many times on Twitter and he's still not responding with the link.
I'll go get on him right now.
Trash of the day, Drew Nixon. I'm kidding. That'll come up here in a little bit later. Thanks, Alex Gold. Appreciate the time. We wrap this show up and give you our final four winners on the other side, even though I've already done it, here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Who had the hot hand from three in the first half. They're going to have to do something from the outside now. It's Page off balance. Puts it up. To go length of the court with Archie Diacono. 3 seconds at midcourt.
Jenkins
gives it to Jenkins for the championship. Rifles it right in front of us to Abdul Rahman at midcourt. Extra pass.
And it goes for the win. The three-pointer by Jordan Poole.
Again with the ball in his hands. In the paint. Floater. Short. Got it back. Ties it with three. Gonzaga has time to do something. Sox for the win. Oh, yes. Unbelievable.
That one. Kansas that one. Has made only two threes on the night. They must make one here to extend the game. Collins driving, almost lost the handle. Chalmers for the tie.
Got it
in 2 seconds. Unbelievable.
Oh, I can feel it all the way down in my plums.
I got goosebumps.
Oh.
Woo.
Gosh, that Carolina Villanova game.
That one was crazy.
Mario's miracle.
Oh.
Derrick Rose's face.
Yeah.
Julian Wright underneath the basketball goal watching it.
Dude, I got goosebumps. I'm excited for today.
And you know we're getting some of that today.
We're getting something like that today,
man. Something's happening like that today. Something like that's happening tomorrow.
That's what's crazy. Like, you know that's going to happen.
You just don't know when.
You don't know when.
It's like
look away.
Bang! It's like date night. You know you're getting laid.
Yep.
You just don't know what time. It could be a quick dinner getting home because you nailed it at the service.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe it's one of them post, Green Lady Lounge sessions.
Exactly.
Let's get out of here. It's 1 a.m. This place closes at 3. I've had enough sidecars. Anymore, I'm going to be in the side of the car. God, I love the March Madness tournament.
Oh, I can't wait, man. This has got to rank. I mean, we did it, right? We did it. March Madness is top three sports.
Yeah.
Sporting events.
I mean, there's nowhere else I'd rather be.
And today, Jefferson's in a Lenexa in about an hour.
That's right. Myself and Mac will be up there. I think Maloney's going to join us.
Let's go, Rob.
So if you want to see the man, the myth, the legend, and why he is the bald warrior, you'll understand. You'll see that daddy and be like, oh, makes sense now.
I ain't messing with him.
Or you can go to the Landing in Liberty.
Of course.
The Ben Maller chicken strips, Big Bob's pretzels. If you're a growing boy, you can go to the Landing in Liberty and get a bunch of food items there, but we will be at Jefferson's today. Watching the game with our guy, Nick Price. I haven't seen Nick in a while. I texted him yesterday. I said, hey, where are you going to be at? He said, Lenexa. I said, so will I. Really? Where? I said, Jefferson's. No way.
Really?
So we'll be hanging out. Me, Mac, Benjamin Button.
Benjamin's a good guy.
Yeah. He always keeps you cool.
He does.
So, yeah. That's right. All right. So, our final four. We gave everybody our region winners. I've got University of Auburn, the War Eagles, making it to the final four.
Yeah.
Playing the St. Don's of the Big East and Patino. On the other side, I have John Shire and Duke of the ACC, the one seed, playing Tennessee Max Volunteers in the Final Four.
Good job.
I've got St. Don's at a plus 28-1. 28-1 odds to go to the national title and win it. I've got St. John's upsetting Auburn in the Final Four.
Okay.
Going to the national championship
to
play the Duke Blue Devils and John Shire.
Damn it.
That's right. He gets out of the shadows of Coach K.
Yeah.
He is then the guy that can just go forward. There's no more shadow of Coach K. Duke plays St. Don's, and the St. Don's and Rick Pitino, the story of the year, comes full circle, and he cuts down the nets in the white suit, and Rick Pitino wins me $462. Lots of bias, but my final four, St. Don's versus the University of Auburn, Duke versus the University of Tennessee, with our national championship on April 7th in the Alamo Dome. St. Don's over Duke.
St. Don's. Okay, Pitino in that white suit. I've got, on that same side of the bracket, Michigan State and Florida. I've got actually the Dons losing in the Sweet 16 to Texas Tech.
Hate to see it.
Got Florida going all the way, beating Michigan State. I've got them in the national championship. On the other side, I've got Alabama and Tennessee. It's an SEC rivalry. They're both good at football. They might now be basketball schools. Yeah. There's no bias in this bracket, though. Give me the Vols over Alabama. They roll the tide. And then maybe an even bigger rivalry in Knoxville, Florida versus Tennessee down there in Gainesville. Give me the Volunteers. Give me Rick Barnes. We got experts?
Yep.
Okay.
No way Scarface wins. Well, he's not Fredo. He's Don Corleone. Don Caglione went yard last night. We're talking about that a week ago from today, or a week from today.
About a week ago.
Those Kansas City Royals without Caglione will be here in Kansas City playing opening day tonight, 6 o'clock, Vern's Hot Stove. Remember Monday when he told us that George Brett and Caglione were having a conversation? I wonder if that gets brought up tonight on Vern's Hot Stove at 6 o'clock. You'll get Logan and Julio.
Julio!
And they'll be on After Hours from 7 to 9. Again, look, every show is going to keep you updated with March Madness. We had fun doing it today. I love this week. We get to do the same thing tomorrow. We get to dive in on Missouri versus Kansas. Did Missouri win? Did Kansas win?
How does this go?
Do I win my bet against the texture that says neither one of these teams are winning tonight? What do you want to bet? Whatever you want. You lose, sir. I want breakfast tomorrow.
Yes, please. That'd actually be great.
I want an all-star special. I don't care how far you live from the station or Waffle House. Both teams aren't losing tonight. I want breakfast.
Bring me breakfast.
And I know you're still listening. I want an all-star special. I want them smothered, covered, peppered, and diced. I want sausage. I want bacon. I want a chocolate chip waffle. I want to get fat, Daddy, because I want to soak in my wins.
Take a normal waffle, please, but yes.
Or you can do what Anthony Bourdain says and get the slivered almonds on the waffle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, if Bourdain says it, then I'll trust it.
Yeah.
Total G.
No doubt about it. God, I love this weekend, man.
Let's make some bets today. Yeah, I was about to say, let's make some money today.
Had a bonus bet because of the horrible backdoor bad beat cover last night. Texas plus 3 in the over. Texas was up by 13 with 7 minutes left. There's no other way to get introduced to the tournament and betting than to get your absolute face punched. Watching it so much, I'm like on the DraftKings app because it's ahead. Knowing they missed the free throws, knowing they did this, and I'm just going, oh, God. And then you got your buddy Matt going, oh, my God, I just bet Xavier Moneyline. Let's go. Did you forget about the bet we made today? Sure did.
Sure did.
Out there trying to catch lightning with Benjamin Franklin.
Made $25.
Yeah, good for you. Could have won $116 and bought us lunch. Where does your authority lie? It should lie here on 96.5 The Fan. Hey, I'll tell you what. We had a lot of fun today.
That was awesome.
And we don't have fun if we don't have you guys.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
100%.
Because you guys are nice and you're kind. So go do the same thing throughout the day, throughout the weekend. Go do something nice for somebody. You never know. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year. It is simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay safe, stay kind. Mac and I'll talk to you one more time this week together on 96.5 The Fan. Cody, Golden, Drew up next from 10 to 2.